It was a red day for global markets today on fears of a potential global trade war, but the JSE didn't fare too badly. The Aussie was down by 0.31%, industrials losing 0.6%, financials a few points in the red, and the resi was up about 0.13%. In studio now for the markets wrap is Robert Cameron of TV Stockbrokers. Robert, welcome.
Hi.
So global markets tumbling, but the JSE just slightly red. What propped it up?
I think maybe they've got a little bit, volatility exhaustion. But some of our retailers and banks and all that, actually did quite, a little bit better than you might expect. You know, the likes of Sanlam and, your Nedbank and the like, Truworths, Fushini I saw also like nicely in the green. Not sure 100% the reason why, because, the Rand has also kind of blown out again.
Yeah, so the Rand back at 12.
That's quite bad. I don't think that maybe the land expropriation debate with our compensation is completely blown over, and the ANC probably hasn't done enough to allay the fears of of that in investors'
because
mind.
The dollar is actually weaker. So is this a bit of risk off coming into the currencies market?
I definitely think it's a little bit of risk off, possibly more buying of the Japanese yen and other safe havens.
Yeah.
Not so much the dollar, the US dollar. So obviously, as you mentioned, it's about the trade war maybe that's going to be started by President Trump.
By yours truly. Okay, well, that's a long debate, but there's so many results to get through today. So I want to start off with Nedbank beating expectations with a 2% rise in HEPS.
Yeah, 2.8% on headline earnings. They beat a little bit on expectations. I suppose it's not too bad. So they reckon they had good cost management and reduced impairments. So Ecobank, which they took some impairments last time around, returned to profitability, so no longer a drag on earnings. Mm-hmm. Interesting that they investing heavily into digital apps and that kind of thing, making it more slimline kind of operation. So yeah, they quite good results from them under circumstances.
That stock higher by 1.6% against the red in the sector. What did you think of Liberty results?
Liberty results
with full year earnings up 8%.
They weren't too great, so they don't have a real in-depth look in them. The market didn't like them. They were down 3% at the time, and the rest of the insurers were up. So my theory is possibly that, investors were rather looking to buy them because of market share captured by, your Sanlam Mutuals and Discoveries of the world. So I think, the problems of Liberty hasn't completely blown over.
Mm.
So, we'll keep an eye out for them.
Exxaro coming out with a trading update. Earnings knocked a huge drop from 13 to expected 24 cents, 13 rand.
Yeah, so there was basically one cost items that was basically in there. But they mentioned the BE scheme, and there was also a disposal of Tronox, a partial disposal, or something that they held there. But actually the HEPS, if you take out, strip out, that was higher by 42%. So I think once these are out the numbers, then it looks a lot better.
Is that stock worth looking at?
I think so. I think resources are in for like a good year as well. Possibly with Eskom might be looking for more suppliers.
Okay. Mondi coming out with good results and a special divvy. Market likes a special divvy.
Definitely. EBITDA up by 6%. They had some good, lots of capex and projects that they're investing heavily in and so on. And special dividends of €1 proposed and, nice 0.6 of a euro normal dividend. So market liked it.
And the gold stock's performing well today. It's in the global fear going on.
Yeah, well, the
gold scored a bit.
Yeah, so we on the back of that, we saw the gold price lifting a bit, together with a weaker rand, propped up our gold shares quite nicely today.
So, Robert, who's your stock pick?
My stock pick for today is Anheuser-Busch. So they came out with a trading statement with their results a little bit earlier in the week, where they had good revenue growth, especially the more traditionally strong brands like your Budweiser, Corona, and Stella Artois, are growing bigger into their unexploited markets or not their home markets. You know, so there's big growth into that. And also they seem to have digested the SAB takeover a lot better, you know, this time around than previously. So they're growing nicely, and they are, obviously a great round edge. So we saw them, ticking up very nicely. The downtrend looks like it's been broken. So it's quite defensive as well. You know, people tend to keep on consuming beer in that in times of recession as well. So.
Well, of course, it is a rand hedge, but what is your view on the rand? We're sitting at 12 now. It's coming in a bit of global risk factor, it seems, a bit of land expropriation risk fear coming in. Where to from here?
Yeah, I'm slightly bullish on the rand in the shorter term. Let's call it next six months or so. I think the positive story in SA with the change of climate has not yet completely been played out. I think so. I think we're gonna still see overseas investment and the like returning to South Africa. Resistance at the rand, short term sits at around 12, around 15. So if it breaks above that decisively, we might go weaker. But I think for now, I'm slightly favoring a stronger rand still at this stage.
A quick comment, if we do go into a global trade war, what does that mean for South Africa and commodities?
Yeah, a trade war is never a good thing, So the thing is, we might... So for example, Akumba produces, iron ore products, and those maybe get sold into the US and, it basically means even like American consumers are going to be paying more for their steel and aluminium products as well.
So generally it's going to be inflationary for the world. We have to leave it there. Robert, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Lee.
That was Robert Cameron from TP Stockbrokers.